Good morning, everyone. First of all, it's great to be here for many reasons, one of them being the sun is shining. And I always think when the sun is shining, we're all in a much better mood. The second reason is that I remember the first ecosystem meeting. It seems like 10 years ago, but obviously it's not. And there was a similar degree of enthusiasm, but curiosity as to what an ecosystem is. And what we have tried to do as the European Connected Health Alliance is to assist the very efficient team here to make real things happen. And I think you'll have all seen, because I see many familiar faces here, you'll have seen many good things have come out of the meeting of the multi-stakeholders in this room. We in the ECH Alliance really believe very much in the this whole idea of getting all the sectors in the same room on a regular basis so you can build relationships, then trust, and then you start doing some business together. And I think that's very true of here. I noticed today also we've got Dan and others from the, and John from the Manchester ecosystem as well. And it's great to see that those two cities, very, very far apart, of course, are actually coming together. We don't talk about football in this particular session, we just talk about ecosystems. This is to give you, those who can see this, a very quick overview that those of you who don't know us. Not-for-profit organisation, 5 years ago, now 500 plus members. We believe in these ecosystems, permanent multi-stakeholders. We, over the next 12 months, will have about 120 meetings like this throughout Europe. We continue to expand into other countries, and most recently we opened in the Czech Republic just about 2 weeks ago, and the month before that we opened in Slovenia, and we have plans now with the 30 something ecosystems we have to expand that probably to closer to 50 over the next 12 months. We have about 18 applications in at the moment from other regions and countries in Europe. And what we've tried to do here is to bring all that together on the human level here, but also to make what you do here available to the other ecosystems. In other words, we want to try to stop reinventing the wheel. And we're very keen over the next 12 months to work with you to bring international representatives, people from other ecosystems in other countries, to here, A, to learn, but also, really, really importantly, to tell you how they're tackling the same problems in their own particular environment. So we have now expanded, obviously, throughout Europe. We're now moving, as some of you will know, we have an operation now, an alliance in China. We also created one in Canada just recently. In the last 2 weeks ago, we had 22 organisations in Canada join the Canadian Alliance, and we're now in the planning stages for ecosystems in Ontario, Toronto, Ontario, then in British Columbia, and in Montreal, of course. You've got to be in Montreal as well in that country, otherwise you get, they get terribly upset and declare independence yet again. And so we're gradually developing this network internationally. And really what we're trying to do is, you may not be able to read that, these slides I guess will be available afterwards, but we keep having to move ecosystem names of countries from one category to another as we make them real. We've found it takes maybe up to a year sometimes to get an ecosystem off the ground. You've got to form a local working group which represents academia, industry, and of course policymakers, etc. So this is a gradual process. And I guess the only other thing to say is that we've listened to our coordinators. We listened to what they see as their priorities in their region. It'll be no surprise that many of the priorities are the same. So we've created an e-health strategies group led by Estonia, the man who wrote the 10 years of e-health strategy in Estonia. He's now joined by people throughout Europe to be able to contrast and compare and to assist those regions and countries that want to implement a right sometimes and then implement an e-health strategy. You will, some of you will know that we have a medicines optimization group under Professor Mike Scott from Northern Ireland. I think he's been over here and he's been around our ecosystem network. And in June next month, we will launch our next group, which is the mental health and wellness group. under the South London and Maudsley Mental Health Trust in London, in the Institute of Psychiatry there, because these are things that members have asked us to focus on, and we intend to do that. Finally, just to say that, if I can work out how to make this go backwards, essentially we've created an online platform as well, because bluntly it was becoming quite difficult to communicate effectively and efficiently with all of our members and our community. So we've now created the online platform. You can look at it on our website, put your profile there and have access to it. And through that, we're conducting more and more of our webinars on particular topics. We want to feature what you're doing. We also intend to create virtual showrooms on that for companies and other organisations. So I don't want to slow you down today, because I know Declan is very good at keeping us all the time. I'll be around all day, happy to answer any questions. And just to say one thing, I'm thrilled that we're talking about the topic we are today, and I'm looking forward to hearing the progress on that from Hakeem, I think, and others. But I'm particularly interested to know if they're encountering the same issues, the same obstacles. Sometimes I call the same Neanderthals, the cavemen, people and women, who are often in positions of power and raise topics just to be an obstacle. And so I'm not controversial at this time of the morning, but as the morning wears on, I'm more than happy to be controversial, because I do believe there are some people still who simply don't get it, and they have a narrow, risk-averse approach to things. And I think it's really important that we don't give up because of them. The last thing I'd say is this: think when you've got time about the power of the consumer and how it has fundamentally changed the way we do lots of other things. Why hasn't that happened in this market? When you get Apple and Google and others entering this market in serious ways and serious investment, I can tell you now that many people in the profession and management who think they are the keepers of it will get a shock quite soon, because we, the consumers, will demand something that they think we shouldn't have unless it's all properly thought through. Thought I'd mention that just to get the thing going. Thanks very much for listening.